Recruiting the next generation of venture capitalists from historically black colleges. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Amy Scott, in for Molly Wood. On a recent morning at Morgan State University in Baltimore, a small group of friends were chatting about their summer jobs.
I was up till 4 a.m. last night working on a financial model. Like, they sent off 2 term sheets last week.
So I don't know about you, this was not my summer job experience just after college. But these three, Ime Essien, who's in the last year of a master's program, and recent graduates Kylie Williams and Toby Plumpter, have already had significant experience in venture capital. Essien is interning remotely with Redpoint Ventures, which is based in Silicon Valley. When Plumpter asked him what companies he was looking at...
The term sheets are not signed, so I can't disclose what the company is.
Top secret stuff. Essien got his internship through a nonprofit called HBCU VC. Its goal is to develop a new, diverse generation of venture capital leaders. Venture capital, in recent years, has been the way the world's largest tech companies get funded, and it's a notoriously white industry. A survey last year by the National Venture Capital Association found that just 4% of U.S. workers in the industry are Black. HBCU VC is trying to change that by connecting VC firms with historically Black colleges and universities, like Morgan State.
There was just a huge market opportunity to go to HBCUs because that's where Black talent is, and that's where Black talent has always been, right?
Chelsea Roberts is HBCU VC's chief operating officer. She says while companies like Google and Goldman Sachs recruit at some HBCUs, venture capital traditionally hasn't.
VC firms, if they are doing any campus recruiting, are going to Columbia, Penn, Harvard, and Stanford, I'd say, which is a big reason why the industry is so insular.
The group's flagship program is an academic fellowship. Students learn the foundations of venture capital, such as due diligence, basically making sure a startup can do what it promises to do. Kylie Williams calls the fellowship a crash course.
10 toes in, dunked into what venture capital really is.
Fellows also have access to the group's $1 million lab fund to invest in Black, Latinx, or Indigenous founders. Williams heard pitches like this one from a recent Morgan graduate.
Hi, my name is Victor Yarioko, co-founder of Your Convey. And Your Convey is a safe app that makes it easy to ride with people you know.
We did not give them funding. The team wanted to see more traction, loved it, but thought it was just tad bit too early for us to get funding, but that was an awesome experience.
This kind of experience lets fellows develop a track record of investing, which venture firms and their investors like to see. Toby Plumpter interned at Motley Fool Ventures. He says the fellowship gave him skills that will be useful no matter what he pursues.
I have a stock portfolio, I have a crypto portfolio, and a lot of the skills I use in VC are what I use for my personal investment as well.
After the fellowship, Ime Essien says he now has a built-in network of support, including Chelsea Roberts and HBCU VC founder, Hadia Mujahid.
HBCU VC is a family. Like, we deeply care about each other. Like, it's Auntie Hadia and Auntie Chelsea. Like, that's how it is.
Cousin Chelsea.
Chelsea's 27, for what it's worth. HBCU VC was founded to create the same kind of network for Black and brown college students that many white students have. Venture capitalists tend to invest in entrepreneurs they know or who know someone they know, often from the same college they went to. Again, COO Chelsea Roberts, a.k.a. Cousin Chelsea.
The culture of historically Black colleges and universities is so much so rooted in relationships and networks. If we're understanding venture as an industry, being a relationship business, that already exists at HBCUs.
So far, the program works with 15 of the country's 102 historically Black colleges and plans to expand to more. The fellowship is entering its fifth year, and so far, about 20% of its 88 graduates have gone on to work in venture full time. The hope is expanding the pool of funders will also diversify who gets funded. HBCU VC isn't the only group working to change the flow of venture capital, but some are skeptical about how quickly the industry will change. Jim Gibbs is a Black founder who raised $2.5 million for his parking startup, Meter Feeder.
Do I think that they're going to change? No. They're not going to change until there's a consistent stream of success stories. That's when the quote unquote venture are going to venture into the safe bet, like, hey, I'm going to invest in these Black and Brown startups.
For those paving the way, it can be daunting. Robert says part of what HBCU VC does is work with both the fellows and the firms to make sure the experience is good for all involved.
We ensure that, one, the firm is prepared and ready for, you know, hiring maybe their first Black person that they're going to hire. And we do things like anti-bias training through some of our work.
Kylie Williams was one of two Black women interning with the Baltimore-based firm Squadra Ventures.
Like, we're on the website, we're like, wow, this is a very, 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 very white company. Like, and at first, it's a little bit nerve-wracking, but it was very clear that they were putting in extra effort to make sure that we're a part of the team.
She says she had a good experience, but if venture is going to compete with other industries for talent, it might have to start recruiting a bit earlier. Williams is starting a job at Goldman Sachs next month. I'm Amy Scott, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.